contact, we know that lots of parent carers can struggle emotionally and are looking for strategies to help them cope. Many turn to us just to talk to someone who doesn't judge, but simply listens and gets them and the extra challenges they face as a parent of a child with additional needs. All they're really looking for is a listening ear, reassurance, and practical and emotional support. Contact's Listening Ear Service offers just that. It's a one-to-one confidential telephone appointment with one of our friendly family support advisors. And for this episode, I met with Noreen, who is one of Contact's Listening Ear advisors. Hi, Noreen. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name's Noreen, and I work as a helpline advisor, associate trainer, and on the Listening Ear Service for Contact. I'm a parent advisor, but I'm also parent to two daughters. One has mitochondrial disease, and I have another daughter on the autistic spectrum. So I know exactly about the challenges families face. In total, I have five children, so I do come from a busy household.
Wow, that is a big household. So can you tell us a little bit about how Contact's Listening Ear Service came about in the first place?
So Contact's Listening Ear Service was launched last year at the start of the first lockdown as we sought to carry on providing support families needed remotely. Its aim was to help families who were feeling overwhelmed and isolated during the pandemic. We were really lucky as we were able to obtain funding to support families as parents told us they had nowhere to turn and needed to talk about the added challenges of the pandemic.
So what kind of things can parents talk to you about if they call you on the Listening Ear line?
Well, parents contact us about lots of different issues, and they discuss a wide range of topics from education issues to benefits, behaviour, sleep. Sometimes parents have just needed somebody to offload to. I've had many calls from parents who were not even aware that they could claim disability living allowance, and as a result of the service, they claimed and were successful. Parents also discuss issues around social care and grants, as the pandemic has caused some families to become financially strained. What I usually do is listen to their concerns and needs and then send a follow-up email with links to any organisations or services that can help them.
So it sounds really that people can call you about just about anything.
Yes, definitely. What I always say to parents is that the Listening Ear Service is whatever you want it to be. Some parents have felt isolated and just wanted to talk to somebody, and that's absolutely fine. We are here to listen. It was a while back, but we had parents who just wanted to discuss the pandemic and the Meghan and Harry interview and what's happening with the royals. So sometimes parents just, they might have specific issues and they just want to hear a friendly voice, but sometimes they just want to talk to somebody who won't judge them. So no issue is never not important. So please do book onto the service.
So what kind of feedback are you getting from parent carers who call the service?
The feedback from the service has been incredible, if I'm honest. We usually send an email link after the telephone call and ask parents to fill it in. And some of the comments I've received are, at a time when we are all locked down, it gave me a non-judgmental relief. Someone completely unattached. I felt like giving up, but it was just good to talk. Thank you so much for reassuring me. I felt they really listened to me and gave me much praise on what skills I have. I felt like a weight had been lifted and that it was okay to ask for help and that I wasn't alone. And another comment we got was an excellent service provided to agents and carers of children with extra or special needs. Sometimes you just need someone to listen, understand and point you in the right direction. And that is exactly what this did for me. We've had many more positive comments and positive feedback, but parents have found the service really useful.
Wow, that really is some amazing feedback, Noreen. So how does a parent book a Listening Ear Service appointment with you?
Families can book onto the service via the Eventbrite link on the Contact website, which is www.contact.org.uk/listening ear. They book a 1-hour slot, and slots are available mornings, afternoons and evenings on weekdays. The advisor will then call the parent for their 1-hour time slot, and we always explain to parents that they can book onto the service again. It just depends on how much support they might require. What we often find is that parents might ring about a particular issue, but once you start talking, there are multiple issues at hand that they need help with. And a 1 hour call just might not be enough. So we advise them to book on again.
Yeah, just imagine having a whole hour just someone listening to you. That's amazing. Thanks for telling us all about that, Noreen. And if you could sum up the listening ear service in a couple of sentences, how would you describe it?
What I always say to parents is the listening ear service is here to support you, and it can be whatever you want it to be. It is a free and confidential service that all of the advisors on the service are parents of children with disabilities or additional needs. So we can empathise with parents as many of the issues they are facing, we have faced them with our own children.
Thanks so much, Noreen.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks to Noreen for telling us all about Contact's listening ear service. To book your free appointment with Noreen or one of our other family support advisors, please visit our website www.contact.org.uk/listening ear. Thanks for listening.